faith-building songs from the past. Sherry Keggy, My Faith Will Stay. Welcome to Throwback Thursday. Good morning to you at 7:21.
Hey y'all, intern Hannah here with your weather for today and this weekend. Today, mostly cloudy, high of 76 degrees. Tonight, also mostly cloudy and a chance of showers, a low of 62. Friday, cloudy, chance of showers and possible thunderstorms, high of 78. Saturday, cloud, showers, and storms again, but a high of 68. Sunday, mostly sunny, looking forward to that with a high of 70 degrees. In Lancaster and Harrisburg, it is currently 56, York 55.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Matt Buckwalter, is here, head of school at Linville Hill Christian School. Good morning again, Matt.
Good morning again, Fred. Good to be here.
Yeah, great to have you. Just get a little closer to that mic. Sorry about that. Want to make sure we could hear you.
You got it.
We've been asking our guests to share their life verse. Do you have a life verse that you could share with us today?
Yeah, it really comes out of John 4, where Jesus meets with the woman at the well. And when his disciples come back, it says that they marveled that he spoke with a woman, yet no one asked, what are you doing or what do you seek? And really what's in that for me is that so often we don't ask the right question, or we're perplexed by something we're encountering and we don't take time to ask God. I think if the disciple had asked Jesus there something, they would have gotten some deeper revelation about what was happening. So I always want to be myself asking good questions of the Lord, and also encouraging young people to take your questions to God.
That's awesome. That's something you're doing at Linville Hill. Tell us about your school and what's happening there.
Yeah, well, God's doing some cool stuff. Our mission statement says that Linville Hill Christian School is a community of faith where students learn to think deeply about who God is as they discover their God-given purpose in preparation for a lifetime of service to the King. There's a lot in it, but at the core, we want kids to be thinking about who is God. In a culture, in a world that has really lost its way, we want to direct them back to God, take those big questions to God. So we're seeing God just do a lot of things. We've experienced a lot of growth in the last 10 years, and God's really done a lot of great things, drawn a lot of wonderful families to our school, and it's our joy to partner with them.
We talked last time about how internships are a big part of your senior life, but you just had a group graduate here on Friday. Yeah. And another thing you guys do is go to Kenya. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so each year we take our seniors to Kenya in the spring right before commencement, and it's sort of like the punctuation mark on their time at Linville Hill. And what we do when we go is we work with a children's home called Naomi's Village. It was founded by a surgeon from Texas and his wife who desired to create a space there for children in Kenya to receive just a deep level of care, education, counseling, so that they could grow up into what God's called them to be. So we go every year and we work with about 100 students at that children's home, and we get to see them grow and flourish. And each year we take our kids, I wonder which kids from Linville are going to connect with which kids from Naomi's Village, and the really resulting explosion that happens in encouragement of faith that goes both ways is just beautiful to watch.
You have a great story about when the bus rolls in and your kids are there, and the kids are there. And they from Kenya, and they meet. Tell us about that.
Well, the anticipation has grown on both sides of this through the years. This is, again, the seventh year out of eight that we've been there. So this year when we went, our students have been longing to meet the kids of Naomi's Village. The kids of Naomi's Village long for the Linville team to come each year. So as the students from Naomi's Village are pulling back in on the bus from school, our kids are waiting for them. They get off the bus, and though they've never met, they run towards each other and begin to introduce themselves. And there's this sense of expectation that though I haven't met you yet, I know that God has within you something that's going to really impact me. And it goes both ways. I think oftentimes on mission trips, we think we're going to go and give. Or what our students have learned through the years is that I'm going to go and I'm going to serve, but I know I'm going to receive something about who God is through the children of Kenya.
I love that you go back year after year. Now that you've been doing it for all these years, what's the long-term relationships that you have with the kids that you serve?
Yeah, I think I could best illustrate it through a story. I remember in 2018, I met a young girl there named Millicent who was working through a lot of pain, a pain that's really part of the story of many, many orphans in Kenya. And again, it's a big problem, somewhere between 900,000 to 2 million orphans in Kenya.
Wow.
And as I began to walk with her, trust began to form. So we would write letters and she would share some of her journey. And I watched her work through some deep disappointment about losing her father and then eventually losing her mother. And just, is God good? Or how can God be good if that's happened? And I've watched her really find some great answers through that. She's now 8 years later. She's a student here in the U.S. She's studying to be a doctor. And this Christmas, she spent 2 weeks with our family, which was just a joy. So to see God move through the power of One Life. It's beautiful to watch. And really, part of the reason we take our kids every year is we want our graduates to learn to move towards big problems. That's a God trait. And so when we take them to Kenya, we're showing them, look, here's a group of people who are moving towards a problem that could seem insurmountable. I mean, 2 million orphans, what are you actually going to do? Well, let's begin with one.
Yeah.
And so our kids go, they get to see that in action, and they come back just gripped and compelled to begin to live their lives moving towards big problems.
Love it. If folks are hearing what you're having to say, they say, I want to get more information about Linville. Yeah. How can my kids attend? What's the best thing for them to do?
Best thing to do is just reach out, linvillehill.org. They can email us at office@linvillehill.org. And again, we're enrolling at each level, elementary, middle, and high school. So we'd love to hear from folks.
Matt, love having you here. Great to see you again. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. And thanks for what you guys are doing.
We invite you to linvillehill.org. Check it out. Get all the information. Our Throwback Thursday continues with a song from 1994. This is Michael Carr, Chorus of Faith. Throwback Thursday, Songs of Faith on WJTL. Good morning.